E.G. White to Brother and Sister Burden, September 27, 1905. B-272, 1905. Elmshaven, St. Helena Sanitarium, September 27, 1905. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, we are very much pleased that you have secured the help of Miss Dr. White. It is as I hoped it would be, and I thank the Lord. I received a letter from Dr. Holden very similar to the one he wrote to you, and I have not responded to the same yet. You know what this will mean to the sanitarium. The man asks much, and as far as his requirements to have vacation is concerned, it is right for every physician to have, yourself and wife also to have the same privilege. But I cannot see yet the true position we shall take in this matter, just how the arrangements should be made. I have written a letter to him, but have not sent it as yet. I will look it over carefully today. We have not a physician yet for St. Helena. We have no use for Dr. Sanderson, and shall not give him another call. His wife is sufficient objection to his coming to St. Helena. Dr. Bush is promised to spend Sabbath and Sunday, and to come to the call in an emergency. We dare not plant Dr. Sanderson and his wife on the hillside. We are afraid of the result. The Lord will send us a physician, we believe, and we will watch and pray lest we enter into temptation. We see no call for Dr. Sanderson until he is a converted man. Sister Dr. Margaret Evans has accepted an offer to accompany a wealthy lady to Europe. We would have you call for Dr. White at once. Sister Bordeaux is married and cannot leave her present position until next year sometime. But she has written to Dr. White she had better go to Washington, but secure her if you have not done so. I am just about used up with continued writing. September 6th. I just came across this letter unfinished. You can read it and act, I think. Dr. Holden better be secured, and you prepared to work. I will send you copies of letters today if I can, if not, the first of the week. I shall not send the letter I had written to Dr. Holden. Make your terms with him, for we must have someone to educate nurses for our sanitariums. Please do your best. I have written early and late without rest, and now this morning am admonished that I must rest. Be sure and call Dr. White without delay. I hope you have done this, and that her capabilities may be secured. Keep up good courage in the Lord, Brother and Sister Burden. Ellen G. White.